With a fresh new school year underway, the superintendent at the Augrey Sims School District, Jeff Collier. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Kevin. It's great to hear your voice. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I know the last time we talked was at the My Town Augrey Roundtable, and boy, we're right in the middle of summer, but we were still talking school, weren't we?
It's a great time to be able to connect and, reconnect those relationships and talk about all the positivity. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is at Augrey Sims. It's a positive time to talk about our school district.
No doubt. Well, let's start off with some of those positive things we want to talk about. One of them, you don't hear much about it anymore. You've got an increase in enrollment.
I'm almost embarrassed to say it, but humbly so, that we are continuing to increase our enrollment here at Augrey Sims. And this year, we're seeing another large swell of students that are choosing our destination district, our innovative and vibrant educational community here, to become new members and new Wolverines. So we're seeing a big influx of students again, and it is a fantastic opportunity to continue to infuse into our culture of learning here.
Boy, no doubt about it. Well, I guess when you increase enrollment, it means new staff, and you've got that going on, too.
Sometimes people can look at those as being problem solutions. We look at those as blessings. We always talk about what a great bridge for us to be crossing. Yeah. That is counterintuitive a little bit to maybe what some of our peers around the state are experiencing in their districts, that we have this blessing to be able to increase our staff, and we were able to hire dynamic new teachers this year, all with veteran experience from other districts that chose to come to Augrey Sims, just as our students and families have, and they bring incredible professionalism and experience. So literally, educators from around the state that continue to be attracted to Augrey Sims, and our talent level, not only from staff but as students, it's just an amazing situation that's happening here. The vibrancy is off the chart, Kevin.
I would imagine so, and it's probably pretty easy to hire new staff because they want to come to that. You guys are kind of a destination district that way, too.
Well, we are, and it's unique. We have really strong labor relations. We have really strong contractual opportunities for staff, and what we're seeing is almost a resurgence of a free agent market within educators right now. It's a win-win to districts. It's a win-win to educators that have an opportunity to expand their professional repertoire and resumes as well. So it's been a hand-in-hand, and we are the beneficiaries of that incredible talent right now.
Boy, no doubt about that. Well, I know you're a tech guy because, you know, I Twitter with you, Facebook with you. I know the Augrey Sims School District, very big on that, and a website, and we also want to talk about a new app. Is that right?
Yes, I'm really proud to talk about not only our relevancy within instructional technology. It's one thing to offer instructional technology. I believe it's another piece when your instructional staff and your leadership team is infused within it as well. So I do pride myself and our admin team and our teachers on being immersed in that world, whether it's Twitter, whether it's instructional online learning, whatever those pieces are. And we're really happy to be able to roll out this year a new mobile app for our district. And this is a really, listening to the data and looking at our environmental scans shows that people are looking more and more at mobile applications for communication. And our job is to saturate communication with our constituency. So not only did we completely overhaul our website again, which is streamlined, it's gorgeous, it's very simple and user-friendly, but we were able to create a new mobile application for our district, working with a company out of Arkansas.
Nice.
And I would encourage all of our listeners to be able to download for free our mobile app, either on iTunes or at the Google Play Store, so it doesn't matter if you have an Apple phone or if you have a Droid phone, and it's for free. You can download it, and all of our information comes up at the push of a finger.
It is
fabulous. It's a game changer, I believe, for us and our communication with our constituents.
Boy, no doubt. I know you guys like to stay on the cutting edge in that in all facets, you know, whether it's through the students or through the staff and the faculty. You guys are always on the cutting edge of making sure the word gets out in many different ways.
Well, I appreciate that acknowledgement, Kevin. I think it's really important for us because as a destination district, as you said earlier, we must stay in an area and within the venue that our students are going to be able to be successful for both career and college readiness. you've heard me talk often that although we are a smaller school district as far as a demographic footprint, we are incredibly vibrant and progressive in our ideologies. And we believe that that is very conducive, and our footprint, actually, being a smaller school district, allows us to be able to make very quick and rapid changes that best impact students for best practices. So these are pieces that we pride ourselves on, and we think that we are providing the absolute cutting edge in educational preparation for our students, whether they're going into careers or they're going into technical aspects or they're going into collegiate venues. So we're really proud of what we're providing, and our student alumni success is second to none right now, and I think that the proof has been in the pudding.
Boy, I think you're right about that, too. Well, we can talk about, the internet and that, but brick and mortar is another big thing, and you guys have been making some renovations there, too.
We have. I'm also very proud. It's the litany of successes that we've had here just continues to roll off. It's something that we are... It's almost too good to be true, and I want to make sure that our listeners understand that these have been conscious and very thought-out, sustainable initiatives that we have done. But we have renovated. They were prior brick-and-mortar existing spaces to be financial stewards and be very responsible to our finances. We were able to renovate existing spaces into a new cyber cafe and an innovation lab. The Cyber Cafe, if you could imagine a collegiate feel, very similar to Saginaw Valley State University, provides our students, because we are a one-to-one school district, that means that every one of our 6th through 12th grade students receives a Chromebook. We're able to expand our curriculum through online learning resources and provide our students expansive challenges within our Cyber Cafe, which feels like a university living room. It's a very unique, beautiful complex. And then, adjacent to that, we have renovated an innovation lab. Some of the buzzwords in education right now are maker spaces or iLabs. Well, this is an innovation lab, as we call it, but it's really an anything lab. It's a beautiful space that is full of mobile furniture options, technology solutions, and it allows any teacher and student groups to be able to provide peer-to-peer opportunities, partnerships, STEM builds, engineering opportunities, a poetry jam, drama, whatever it is. We have two of the most unique instructional spaces that I've ever seen, and we are excited to be able to share those with our students.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. Now, it shows. Now, you mentioned that word STEM in there. That's another thing we want to talk about here, too.
Well, our STEM initiative continues to expand, as does our partnerships with outside organizations, universities, nonprofits. This past spring, we were just nominated and recognized as a partner, we received the Partner in Education Award from Huron Pines. That was a very impressive opportunity for us to be able to highlight what we have been able to do to make our region a better place to live, work, and learn. And a lot of that has been done through our STEM initiative. STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. And we continue to provide an opportunity for our students not only to work within a weather bug meteorology aspect and schoolyard habitats, but we also have very competitive Science Olympiad programs, our first robotics program, we have our one-to-one that I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. We have coding and math clubs after school, and we have our water quality studies, and then most dynamic perhaps of all of this is our program in which our students go to the Charity Islands and are working on invasive species projects right now, dealing primarily with phragmite and something called the pitcher's thistle, which is a federally protected plant. That is all coming back to campus. And in a partnership with U.S. Fish and Wildlife, we are receiving a large greenhouse this month that we're going to be transforming into some horticulture aspects to transplant those federally protected pitcher's thistles back out to Charity Island. So I'm speaking fast because there's so much to talk about. It's so exciting. But it's something that would take a little longer to explain, and I would love to sit down over a cup of coffee with anybody and share the great things that are happening with our STEM initiatives here.
There you go. Now, if they do want to do that or if they just want to learn more, Jeff, how do they get more information about Augrey Sims?
Well, the best ways to be able to take a look at us, if you would like to ever just sit down and talk, or if you would ever like a free tour, we provide tours almost on a daily basis. People are coming in and they can't believe the hidden gem that is here at Augrey Sims. You can simply give us a call at 989-876-7150, or you could visit our website, our newly redesigned website at www.ags-schools.org, Or the most vibrant way right now, and I keep using that word
It
is true, is you can download our new app.
Yeah.
And you can go to Google Store, Google Play Store, or you can go to iTunes, and you can download our app for free and take a look at all the amazing things that we have. We're also on Twitter and on Facebook.
And you'll find them any way you can. Augrey Sims, Wolverines football team is underway, too. You guys got some great sports going on, too. You know, we don't want to forget about the athletics, but it's just one part of what is a huge program there.
It is. The opportunities for students, I say this not only as a superintendent, I think it's important for our listeners, but I say this as a father. My son and daughter are proud Wolverines here as well. Mm-hmm. Watching them thrive, and I can't imagine a better place for them to go to school for not only the primary academics, the STEM, the instructional leadership, the opportunity for tech infusion, but then the extracurriculars. Our football team is on pace again, looking for another playoff run. They're hoping to go 3-0 this week. Our volleyball team is stacked again for another great run. Our junior high sports programs are off. We have a new soccer club that's been approved by the school board. There are so many opportunities for kids. It's amazing here. It really is in anything what-if kind of school district.
You're right. He is the superintendent at Augrey Sims, Jeff Collier. Jeff, always a pleasure, my friend. I love your enthusiasm, and look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
Well, thank you, Kevin, and thank you to WKJC, and thank you to all of our listeners for continuing to support Augrey Sims Wolverines.